I feel, you know, this is just not an issue for the National Ambulance Service or indeed for Letterkenny University Hospital, but it's an issue that needs to be looked at in the round and involves all the healthcare services that we have in Donegal, and that includes the community care, our GPs, the hospital, the emergency department, and indeed the National Ambulance Service. And what we need to be doing is coordinating all the outlets that we have in that, all the expertise, to see that can we stop or lessen the amount of people who are presenting at the emergency department, and then that in turn will free up the ambulance service to be doing the work that they normally do. But it's going to take a number of weeks to look at all of this and to try and coordinate that there. And as I say, it takes on all the different sectors within our health service.
And an alternative care pathway in the form of Pathfinder is to be introduced. Are you hopeful that this will be able to alleviate some of the pressures?
Yes, it will be. And as I say, the National Ambulance Service are doing a number of things in conjunction with community care. And it's about, you know, if patients can be triaged in their own homes and they can be looked at and it's deemed that they're not in need of hospital care, then we can treat them in their own homes, ensure then that there's a community sector then they follow up on that, that the ambulance service can settle the patient and then community care can come in and help. Then there's not a need for that patient to be transferred to hospital and take up a bed. And the other side of it, what would help then is that patients who have been deemed okay for release, that we would have beds in the community then that they could be released to. So, and then we would have medical personnel who could tend them when they got back out again. So there's a number of things that we could do, but it needs extra and further resourcing, and that's where we need to be talking to the minister and indeed the government in relation to further resourcing the health services in Donegal.